to Tango Mobile.
And zero TR.
Had to finish maneuvering out of a parking place in front of Batteries Plus over here. Had to pick me up a new battery for my computer. My laptop battery was not taking a charge, you know?
It's your pocketbook. Those are not cheap.
Yeah, I got a little bit of stimulus, so I was able to... That's the only reason I was able to get one right now. Lately, I've been running my laptop without a battery in it. So, you know, it is what it is. And, of course, it's grocery shopping day and all the other things I got to do on the third Wednesday of each month.
Got your stimulus check already?
I got my Social Security check today, too.
We know who's flush then, don't we? I haven't even looked, Rusty, but I don't want to go have to get out the passwords out of the safe and all of that stuff to look, so I'm sure it'll be there. It was last time.
Well, I spun a big chunk of it when it was in the bank yesterday because, you know, that nice MFJ 998 auto tuner you got? I've got one on the way to me.
I think you'll love that. Bill has one. I've always had good luck with it.
Century Club with me. He bought one, and it didn't work out for him. It just didn't fit in where he had, you know, all the place. So he put about 20 minutes on it using it. It's back in its original box, and those things are about $800 now. And he let me have it for five.
Well, they have gone up. I know when I got mine, it was like six.
Flying the other day, everybody's listening. I'm listing them for anywhere from $779 to $799, and if you go to MFJ, they're $836 on their site. So, you know, that tells you what it's like.
Everything's went up, Rusty. Not surprised a bit. Well, it's 48 degrees, and I'm showing a slight wind out of the west, 4 to 5 mile an hour peaking. And I think it's only supposed to get to around 60 today, but tomorrow the stuff's going to hit the fan, possibly.
The possibility is not ours, and don't need stuff like that. And also, anyway, I guess we'll find out, you know. There's nothing you can do about it. Gosh, I pull up here next to a car at the turn light, at a traffic light for make a left turn, and I looked over and I'm seeing this big old, instead of seeing the driver's head, I'm seeing this big old dog head that's in the back seat of this little bitty car, and his head's resting up on the left-hand side of the headrest. So you see that before, and all you see is that and the ball cap that the driver's wearing. So strange thing to see when you look at a car like that. You wonder who's driving the car.
That's distracted driving. They ought to ticket them, but they never do.
Dog's head is in the car. It's inside because the guy's got his window up. So, you know, and you wouldn't notice it unless you were passing him on the left hand side. And like it said, this is only at the only at a traffic light that I happen to look over and see it. Otherwise, I wouldn't be looking over to try to figure out what was going on. Anyway, and I'll got to go get a haircut here in a little bit and get things trimmed back. And got several things going on today, and including the beginning of choir rehearsal again at church. So we're starting that back tonight. And that's about everything going on right now, Tom. You worked any unusual unusual countries lately?
Last night I worked Iceland, which is not unusual, but very easily done. And then I worked one in New Brunswick, which is another easy one. And I'm not down by my log downstairs, but there was a little bit on there last night. I did try one in Ireland, which is usually an easy path for me, and no joy. He heard me, but he couldn't quite copy my call sign, and I kicked the power up there pretty high. Let's see, VE9, TF4 in Iceland. Oh, that's about the only unusual ones. It's been a little while since I've worked any, you know, like African stations or that. I seen Dick posted one yesterday, and I went downstairs and started to gather it up, but I was like 2 or 3 hours after Dick posted it. And it was an Alpha 25, I think Botswana or something. I didn't have him on that band. He was on 17. And I heard him, and then boom, he was gone.
When I saw it, I went and looked, but it didn't look to be anything that, I couldn't find him. And all there was a Netherlands on 2 days ago on CW, and boy, he was popular. I couldn't get through the pileup.
You know, but with so little on, there's going to be crowding on the even ones that you hear regularly, like the Netherlands, and that is usually a cakewalk, but not when there's a pileup. But the guy in Iceland was, he was 5'9", and a really nice guy. It took time to chat just a little bit, and rather than just a contact. But I talked to this other guy in the United States last night, and we visited for a little while. He was in New Brunswick, but I need to get on there more often. But I figured with this storm coming, everything grounded down there now, because you never know. And they said the possibility of lots of lightning with this one coming in. This is N0TR.
Yeah, they were talking about that and possibility of tornadoes and things like that too. Well, Tom, I've got to jump out here for a minute. I got to go in and pay this other bill here, and since I'm right here at the place, and get it done, and then head up to where I'll get me a little snack before I go get my hair cut today. Anyway, we'll catch up to you in a little while. You have a good one. N0TR, W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Now I got to go out and tend to the chickens before it starts to rain this afternoon, and congratulations on the 998. I hope it does you well. And 73, so we'll catch you later. W2T, N0TR.